الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, almost in the blink of an eyelid we are on the cusp of the departure of that manifest statement and indication of Allah's extreme benevolence and mercy upon the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shahrul Quran, Shahrul Tawbah, Shahrul Inaba, Shahrul Dua, Shahrul Rahma, Shahrul Itqi min al-Niran, this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces this month in the Quran, Allah says, Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. Ulama explain, they say Islamic calendar has 12 months. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awal, Rabiul Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah. They say 11 of the names of the Islamic months the Arabs kept. This name, Ramadan, Allah kept. Shahru Ramadan. This word Ramadan, it comes from the root word Ramadha Yarmud, which means to burn to ashes. What is the link, munasabat, with the month of Ramadan? One explanation ulama ikram give. They say physiologically, when a person experiences hunger, this creates heat within his digestive system. So the stomach becomes like a cauldron, boiling hot. And from the first day of the month of Ramadan, the last 11 months of the year, the sins which we committed gradually are poured into this cauldron. So that eventually, by the time the end of Ramadan comes, the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is now sinless. Another explanation that is given, if you look at this word Ramadha Yarmud, Mishkat Sharif Riwayat, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salatul Awabin Hina Tarmudul Fisal. Salatul Awabin, we are familiar with after Maghrib, but in Hadith terminology, this also refers to Chash Namaz. Now, what is the time for Chash Namaz? In this Hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Hina Tarmudul Fisal. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his knowledge, his intelligence, Wahab bin Munabbih rahimahullah says, Inna Allah ta'ala lam yu'ti jami'an nas min badi dunya ila inqidaiha min al-aqli fi jambi aqlihi illa ka habbati ramlin bayna rimali dunya. He says, if the combined uqul and intelligence of every human being from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah had to be pulled together and equated to one grain of sand, then the aql and intelligence of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. عَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. These verses that I've recited, Allah opens up before us the ulum and intelligence, intellect, intelligence of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The last verse, fa'awha. Allah says, we open the door of divine intellect, intelligence, comprehension upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We showered this upon him. How much? Quran doesn't say how much. Ma'awha. In other words, imagine as much as you want. Greater than that was the intellect and the divine inspiration of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we have a convoluted understanding of what is intelligence. Somebody confuses you, they say he's very intelligent. Uses bombastic terms. Sometimes you attend a conference, the speakers speak in language that is totally impractical. And yet after that, what a conference, what a speaker. What did you understand? Absolutely nothing. Confusing your audience, this is not intelligence. No human being more intelligent than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet look, and how he brings himself right down to the level of his audience. I mention this very often. There's one good friend of mine, he passed away, now Allah make his maghfirat. Says that when I was a little boy, my teacher told me to write one composition. So I found a thesaurus and I looked for all the biggest, most bombastic terms I could find. And I collected all this in this one composition and I presented it to my teacher. Teacher wrote a comment, in promulgating your esoteric cogitation, or shall I say psychological observation, I find that you excel in the usage of empty tintinnabulations, and this behoves me to bash you on your proboscis. So he says, that day I made tawbah after that. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he could have said, Awabin, sun is at a certain angle, the earth is at a certain angle, it has to be a particular season. Yet, who are his audience? Nomadics, desert dwellers, not PhDs, university graduates. He brings himself right down to their level. Hina tarmudul fisal. Awabin namaz. Ulama say 10, 11 o'clock. Why? Because that is the time in the desert climate, as the sun rises, the heat of the ground becomes hotter and hotter and hotter. Around about 10, 11 o'clock, the ground is tepid, boiling hot. He said, when the feet of the animal starts boiling. So what's the link? Ulama say, if you want to break something, if you want to destroy something, break it, tear it. Break it, tear it, you can piece it together again. The most conducive way to destroy something in such a manner that no trace remains is to burn it to ashes. Ramadan, the month in which even the record of the sins of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are burned to ashes. This is such an opportunity that almost in the blink of an eyelid, we heard the verse in the Quran, tonight's Taraweeh. What lies in front, that marhala that is coming, كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ دُحَاهَا. The plans, the aspirations, the designs, the ambitions, the greed, the lalaj of this dunya. We are in an unstoppable rat race, chasing, chasing, chasing. Allah says, don't be deceived. In front of you is the real life that is coming. And when you face that life, then all this life will appear to be is one morning or one evening. Obey Allah, connect with Allah, drown yourself in the love of Allah, find Allah for this one morning or one evening, and then for millions and billions and trillions of years it will be maza and enjoyment. That is the reality. This month that has passed, many of us, we know what that Hilal of Eid will signal. What will it signal? The masjids will become desolate again. The time of Fajr, today to some extent because of the ronak of Ramadan, there's still some movement. What will happen? Winter, Fajr, the streets will become desolate. What is this ummah doing? My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the height of intellect, the height of intelligence, whatever he said was the absolute truth, write it down in stone. He said, that ummati that doesn't wake up for Fajr salah, shaitan urinates in his ears. For years, those homes which only get up after the sun rises, what are their insides? Allah forgive us. What are their insides? A gutter of filth. He said that ummati of mine who doesn't come for Fajr Salah has raised the flag of shaitan. Then what you are doing? Going to school, going to college, going to university, going to your shop, bike, kya ja rahe? Why are you going? Where are you going? I'm going to seek my rizq. You have disobeyed and made war with Raziq, and you are going to seek your rizq. That Hilal of Eid, if for many of us, Allah forgive us, if it is a get out of jail free card, now is the time to make tawbah. Now is the time to reflect. This life is too short. It's too short. Such an opportunity Allah gave us. My Nabi said, repair your relationship with Allah in Ramadan. إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فِي رَمَضَانَ فَمَتَى. If in Ramadan you won't do that, in Ramadan you won't reflect, in Ramadan you won't make your mind up to change, in Ramadan, you won't make those burning decisions to set yourself in the correct direction, then my Nabi, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, his entire Zaat, his being, was a personification of mercy, compassion and kindness. He is asking you, his Ummati, if in Ramadan you won't do it, then when are you going to do it? What are you waiting for? Are you waiting for the Karak of Qiyamah? We heard tonight in the Taraweeh Salah, Surah Takweer, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ. My Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want to visualize Qiyamah, if you want to visualize Qiyamah, read Surah Takweer. Today the munasabat, the link, the association with the Qur'an is not there. When Allah introduces this month, Shagru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, technically what it should have been. When you think of Ramadan, what's the first thing? Fast. Shagru Ramadan, alladhi kutiba fihi siyam. Technically it should have been that. But what does Allah say? Siyam comes later on. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَسُمْ. What does Allah highlight? What does Allah highlight about Ramadan? Shagru Ramadan, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month in which the Qur'an was revealed. What is Qur'an? Not just Qur'an. Every revealed book came in this month. The riwayat, the scrolls of Ibrahim alayhi salam, first of Ramadan. The Torah of Musa alayhi salam, sixth of Ramadan. The Injil of Isa alayhi salam, 13th of Ramadan. The Zabur of Dawood alayhi salam, 18th of Ramadan. And the Quran of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One riwayat, Monday 21st, one riwayat, 24th of Ramadan. Allah chose this month for every revealed book. Allah chose this month for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam also. When did my Nabi's Zuhur take place? He wasn't made a Nabi in this month, no. When was he Allah's Nabi? That dilemma Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu solved for us. He asked the question, Ya Rasulallah, mata wajabat lakan nubuwa? When did Allah make you his Nabi? What did Abu Huraira expect the response to be? I was 40 years, 6 months, 10 days of age. According to the riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif, it was the 21st of Ramadan. I was in the cave of Hira. Jibreel came down with the first 5 verses of Surah Alaq and Allah made me his Nabi. This is what Abu Huraira expected the answer to be. But what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Kuntu nabiyyan wa inna Adama munjadilun bain al-ma'i wat-teen. Adam alayhi salam's mold had not yet been formed and already I was the Nabi of Allah. Zuhur, Allah revealed him. Revealed that nubuwat in this month of Ramadan. This is the month of the Quran. When Allah speaks of the Quran, Tanzeel, Tanzeel. What is this Tanzeel? One, let us understand, my respected brothers. Quran is not just Kitabullah. It's not just a book. Quran is Kalamullah. It is Allah's Kalam. It is Allah's Sifat. It is Allah's quality. And like Allah is limitless, this Quran is limitless. This Quran is Bahrullah Sahila Lahu. It's a limitless ocean. Drown yourself, immerse yourself in this Quran. Because nothing, nothing, nothing will connect you with Allah, will make you the friend of Allah, will make you the beloved of Allah, will cause you to find Allah, will give you the ta'alluq of Allah, will give you the love and connection with Allah, more effective and more virtuous than this Quran. Innakum la tarji'una ila Allahi bi shay'in. Afdal, afdal, afdal. Mimma kharaja minhu. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is nothing, nothing that will connect you with Allah. Tarji'un, return you, take you back to Allah. More virtuous and more effective than that Quran which came from Allah. Like Allah is limitless, by the qasam of my Allah, every alif of this Quran is limitless. Such a Quran we were given. Allama Ibn Kasir rahimahullah in his Bidaya wa Nihaya, he mentions one mufassir of the 5th century of Islam. started in his masjid in Baghdad, tafsir of Surah Baqarah, one surah. 26 years passed. This man died. He didn't finish the tafsir of Surah Baqarah. Such a Quran we were given. Tanzeel. What is this? This is kalam. Something momentous. Something great. Tanzeel. Tanzeel inzal. Not from this dunya. Not tainted by the human intellect. This is above your universities, above your schools, above your so-called intelligence houses. This is above your academia. This kalam is above all that. Tanzeel. Something momentous is coming. A revelation. It's coming down. Logically, the question should be asked, whose tanzeel? Whose revelation? Whose kalam? Where is this coming from? Logically, the name should be given. But this is the ijaz of the Quran. This is the eloquence of the Quran. The name is not given. Sifat is given. Quality is given. Because what happens? When instead of giving the identity, a quality is mentioned, then the justaju, the curiosity increases. And the azmat, the greatness of that zat and that being increases. Tanzeel. Whose? Mimman khalaqal ard was samawatil ula. Whose revelation this is? Name is not given. The one who created this earth, created the heavens. Look around you. Appreciate the vastness of his creation. Hamim as-sajda. Allah describes the heavens, the earth, created in six spaces of time. Call it 6 days, six spaces of time. قُلْ أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ وَتَجْعَلُونَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا ذَلِكَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ مِنْ فَوْقِهَا وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا فِي أَرْبَعَةِ أَيَّامٍ سَوَاءً لِلسَّائِلِينَ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَهِيَ دُخَانٌ فَقَالَ لَهَا وَلِلْأَرْضِ ائْتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ. This earth, this 24,000 kilometer ball, when compared to the vastness of the universe Allah created, in reality is like one speck of dust. Just the sun, circumference of the sun is 1,394,000 kilometers. 1.3 million earths will fit in the sun. And the sun is only one star. How many stars Allah created? They don't know in reality. What they do know is they say the visible universe, where there's light, is about 3 or 5%. 95% is dark matter, dark energy. They don't even know what is going on there. In this visible 3 to 5%, they estimate there are 7 sextillion stars. Fancy term. What is 7 sextillion? Take the number 7, put 23 zeros in front. That is the number of stars they estimate. Make it simpler. Number of grains of sand on the earth multiplied 10 times is the number of stars. And this is not Allah's kainat. This is sama'ud dunya. What does the Quran say? وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظًا. Stars, Allah says, we beautified it. We used it just to beautify sama'ud dunya, the first heaven. Above the first heaven, there are no stars. So all this is underneath the first heaven. 3% of it. 7 sextillion stars. How vast is this space? If something is traveling at the speed of light, light travels. Allahu Akbar. How many stars? Stupendous speed they are traveling. MashaAllah, today you got road markings. You got lights. You got traffic lights. You got robots. You got traffic inspectorate. It's a different matter. Half the time the robots are not working. But still they are there. Then you got well-paved roads. That also, a little bit of a misnomer. You say, Africa, and particularly South Africa, is becoming very, very holy. You find a lot of potholes. But even with all that, all these systems, GPS, satellite, anti-collision systems in the cars, how many accidents are taking place? Almost every minute. Every minute accidents are taking place, and you are traveling at what speed? 120, 130, 140, 160? These heavenly bodies are moving at what speed? What are their number? This is what Allah says. Kullun, kullun, fi falaki yasbahun. Each of these bodies are moving in that orbit we set for it. Yumsiku samawat wal ard. Antazula, the heavens and the earth are locked to the command of one Allah. Wal ardu jami'an qabdhatuhu yawm al-qiyamah was samawat matwiyatun bi yaminihi subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. My Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he read these verses, sahaba say they saw the minbar of Masjid an-Nabawi shaking as a result of these verses. This Quran, such a Quran we were given. Mimman khalaqa al-arda was-samawati al-ula. I digressed. How vast is this space? They say something is traveling at the speed of light, 186,282 miles per second, 300,000 kilometers per second, at that stupendous speed. In 1 year, you will cover a distance of 9.461 trillion kilometers. They call that one light year. 3% of the visible universe. What is the length of it? They estimate if something is traveling at the speed of light, it will take 93 billion light years just to finish 3% of this universe. Mimman khalaqa al-ard. And what is ajeeb? This earth is like a speck of dust compared to the rest. Yet six spaces of time Allah used. Four Allah used for the earth out of His shafaqah, compassion, kindness. فَقَضَاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ وَأَوْحَى فِي كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ أَمْرَهَا. And the rest of the universe, just two spaces of time. Coming back to this, تَنْزِيل مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ الْعُلَىٰ. Now the curiosity, who is it? Who is being spoken about? Again, the name is not brought. Sifat is brought. Quality is brought. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman. The benevolent, the kind, the compassionate, the merciful. Every aspect of your wujud and existence is a testimony to His mercy and compassion. How does a dirty drop of fluid today start talking, start speaking, start walking, start comprehending? How does a dirty drop of fluid at any given moment, just that liver, one organ, 500 life-saving functions it is carrying out? It's not my intention to go into a biology lesson. Time is very, very limited. It's not our intention to go into a long bayan now. But Allah calls out from head to toe, ponder, reflect over the Rahmaniyat, the mercy, the compassion, the kindness of Allah. Ar-Rahman, the name is not brought. Still the question, who is it? Alal Arsh Istawa. He has made Istiwa upon His Arsh. Still the name not brought. Who is it? Another sifat, another quality. Lahu ma fis samawat وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَىٰ. His hakimiyat, His hukumiyat, His samadiyat, His jabariyat, His muhit. Everything between the heavens, between the earth, underneath the earth, every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe, countless, countless, countless creations. You can't count them. You can't comprehend them. They are beyond the realms of human perception and understanding. And what does Quran say? Everything belongs to Allah. Nothing moves, nothing stops moving. Nothing lives, nothing dies. Nothing advances, nothing declines. Nothing comes into existence. Nothing goes out of existence. Without His command, lahu, it belongs to Him. Lillahi mulku samawati wal ard. Now the jistaju, the curiosity is increasing. It's becoming intolerable. Tanzeel, mimman khalaqal ard. والسماوات العلا الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى. Who is it? Still another sifat, another quality. All this thus far, what does it create? It creates an image what? Allah is very far away. Allah is unreachable. The heavens belong to Him. The earth belongs to Him. Such a vast space He has created. His fawqiyat, His jalal, His azmat. So is He nearby? Is He far away? Can I find this Allah? Can I find this being? Look at the beauty of Quran. وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. Jahar is what? Shout or talk in normal tones. Jahar. You can see my lips moving, you can see my tongue moving, you can hear me. That is jahar. Lower than jahar is what? Sir. Sir is the tongue only moves. The lips are not moving. I am whispering. Whispering. If you are nearby, you may be able to hear me. Allah shan. Allah shan. Sometimes a person is talking in normal tones. You are nearby. You can hear him. When you are far away, you have to strain. Strain to hear him. Sawa'un minkum. Man asarra al-qawl. Wa man jahara bihi. وَمَنْ وَمُسْتَخْفٍ مِنْ لَيْلٍ وَسَالِبٌ مِنْ نَهَارٍ. This is Quran. What does Allah say? Shout, whisper, talk in normal tones. Allah doesn't have to strain. All that is equal for Allah. All that is equal. And not only you. Not only you. وَسِعَ سَمْعُهُ الْأَصْوَاتِ. Every sound, every makhluk, every creation, every ant Allah hears. Every bird Allah hears. Every insect Allah hears. They pukar, they call, they turning to Allah. Nothing is concealed from Allah. Jahar, loud. Sir, lips are moving lightly. Tongue only is moving. Allahu Akbar. Ya'lamu sirra wa akhfa. Wa akhfa. What is akhfa? The lips are not moving. The tongue is not moving. Only the heart is talking. Only the heart is talking. This is Quran. To doubt this is kufr. What does my Allah say? Ya Alam! Even when your heart talks, Allah hears you. Nothing concealed from Him. Now the curiosity has reached intolerable levels. Tanzeel. Mimman khalaqal ard. والسماوات العلا الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى. Who is it? Whose revelation it is? Then Allah, Allah, Allah. And the road to Allah, how do you find this Allah? What is the sifat of this Allah? What is the quality of this Allah? La ilaha illahu. La ilaha illahu. He will not tolerate any partnership. Ana aghna shurakai anishik. La, you are, He is Malik, you are Mamluk. He is Nasir, you are Mansur. He is Khalik, you are Makhluk. He is Hafiz, you are Mahfuz. He is Jabir, you are Majbur. He is Qahir, you are Maqhur. Before Allah, this entire creation is zero. Zero. Useless. Nothing. There is no meaning to this life. Unless you have connected with Allah. Allahu la ilaha illahu, la malika illallah, la khaliqa illallah, la raziqa illallah, la muheymin illallah, la aziz illallah, la jabbar illallah, la mutakabbir illallah, la khafid illallah, la rafi illallah, la mu'izz illallah, la mudhil illallah, la sami illallah, la basir illallah, la hakam illallah, la adl illallah, la latif illallah, la khabir illallah. The sifat goes on. La ghul asma'ul husna. Call out to him. Find this Allah through his beautiful sifat and attributes. Because like my Allah is limitless, his sifat and attributes are limitless. Yet jahilo ka jaha hai. This is an age of zulmat. This is an age of darkness. This is an age of ignorance. When humanity today has not made its focus and objective Allah. Find Allah and you have found everything. What is la ilaha illallah? Wealth, position, status, acquisition in this world. Take Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of the equation, and by the qasam of my Allah, all this is meaningless. I'm going to terminate in a few minutes. But understand, take stock. Ramadan almost gone. Have we found Allah? Have I connected with Allah? Is Allah my goal? Or are we in some paradox? Are we in some confusion? What is the object? What is the direction? Baha'u'llah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, he says, if you amass and accumulate of this dunya, not just enough to feed yourself, your children, next three or four generations also. But you have died in such a condition that you have not instilled in the heart of your child. You have left them with enough money for the next three, four generations, but you have not instilled in the heart of that child this conviction that two rakats of salah is more valuable than the seven heavens and the seven earths. He says, by the qasam of my Allah, you have left that child bankrupt. And whatever wealth you left behind, instead of it becoming a source of coolness to you in the qabr, they will squander that wealth in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Find Allah. Connect with Allah. Lahul asma'ul husna. This is the peygham of the Quran. This is the message of Ramadan. This was the message of every Nabi of Allah. From Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the pukar of my Nabi? What was the cry of my Nabi? What was his day? What was his night? Ya ayyuhar Rasul, this Quran, this khatam of Quran, this is why I am focusing on the Quran. Allama Zamakhshari rahimahullah, great muhaddis of the Quran. He says the Quran, the name Quran, what does Quran mean? That which is read over and over again. He says that is not the actual name of the Quran. He says that if a name had to be given to the Quran, it would be the last verse of Surah Ibrahim, where Allah says, Hada, Hada, Balaghul Linnas. This Quran is tabligh for humanity. This Quran is the marham. This Quran is the solace. This Quran is the solution. We are in an age of zulmat, every direction you turn. Atheism. Rejection of Allah Ta'ala. Today they are even questioning what is male, what is female. What is social conduct? What is financial? What is economy? What is insaniyat? Our mother, may all our lives be sacrificed upon her. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She condensed this entire issue for us. Three words when she was asked, describe the akhlaq, the moral compass of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did she say? Three words. She said, kana khuluquhul Quran. Kana khuluquhul Quran. If you want to know the day of the Quran, the night of the Quran, the justice of the Quran, the reform of the Quran, the social etiquette, the financial conduct of the Quran, the akhlaq of the Quran, the character of the Quran, the message of the Quran, then the walking, talking Quran was Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Balaghul linnas. This was the message of mercy, tabligh for the entire humanity. Muballigh awwal. Who was the one who had to deliver first? Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh. Today, mashallah, many of us, what we say, I'm not tablighi. There was some ishtima taking place, some tablighi bayan or some tablighi molana came. I just went to attend the bayan. I'm not tablighi. I belong to this club, I belong to that society, I belong here, I belong there. Ya ayyuhar rasul, muballigh awwal. Ya ayyuhar rasul, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. Make tabligh of this Quran. This is the haqq of the Quran, the demand of the Quran, the prerequisite of the Quran. Shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran hudal linnas. What is the mazmoon of Quran? What was the mazmoon of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam? What was their maqsad? Hidayat, hidayat linnas. Where is that cry today? Where is that concern today? Where is that identity with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He finished himself in this. Our mother would describe how he would cry. Sometimes the tears on the cheeks, then in the beard, and then from the beard on the ground. His whole body would be shaking. Sometimes he would fall down crying. Day in, day out, day in, day out. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati, Ya Rabbi ummati ummati, Allah my ummat, Allah my ummat, Allah my ummat. And today his ummat. Kafir dying in front of us, do we feel the pain? Leave some stranger in your own homes, those domestic servants. In most instances, their children are being brought up in some farm by some stranger or some family member. They are doing paltry, menial jobs for you, cleaning your toilet, etc. Earning a paltry wage. One day even, if this worry enter the heart, that if that person dies on kufr, they are going to Jahannam forever and ever. What have we understood of the khatm-e nubuwwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What was his cry? Just now the Hilal of Eid will get sighted, the masjid will get empty. How many homes Jahannam is burning in? Our brothers and sisters of Palestine, Gaza, Syria, Kashmir, Burma, Sudan, where and where the blood of this ummah is not flowing. Allah give them the highest ranks of shuhada. Allah give them the highest ranks of jannat. But take the sabak. Take the lesson. This life is an amanat. This Quran is an amanat. This deen is an amanat. And the criteria in Allah's court is one thing only. Who is your imam? Who is your role model? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the only formula for success. What were his tears for? That night in night crying for what? Quran would come down. لَعَلَّكَ بَاقِيٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ لَعَلَّكَ بَاقِيٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارٍ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرٍ فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ مَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. My Nabi, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. This is Allah's sunnah. Cried, finished himself, for what? How one human being can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. He was Khatamun Nabiyyin, no other Nabi to come. This is why our elders say, Kaan kol kar sun lena. If we take nothing else, take this much. Jisne Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke khatm-e nubuwwat par iman laya, whoever brought iman on the khatm-e nubuwwat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, daawat aur tabligh uski zimmedari ban gayi. Daawat and tabligh is his responsibility. That cry, Allah didn't give you this wealth to squander it. Allah didn't give you the intellect to squander it. Allah didn't give you the intelligence to use it for dunya. By the qasam of my Allah, all this was given to us to use it for what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used it for. We have made zulm on humanity. We have oppressed the entire humanity by not bringing into our hearts the fikr and cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not a Raiwin or a Nizamuddin or a Maulana Ilyas or a Maulana Yusuf issue. This is Quran. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس وما أرسلناك للناس رسولا هذا بلاغ للناس شهر رمضان أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس قرآن پکار کر کہہ رہا ہے verse upon verse. Bedar ho jao, aga ho jao, wake up, O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your Nabi was a mercy to humanity. Every one of you, through the barakat of his khatmi nubuwat, has to become a mercy for humanity. Allah's masiyat, Allah's disobedience that is taking place around you, this fire that is burning, directly this legacy was received from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This dard, this pain has to become ours. This is the cry. Tawbah, repent, turn back to Allah. And everyone, my respected brothers, like I said, I'm not going to go further. I went further than what we were supposed to go also. Time has been exceeded. This is a Mubarak time. Khatam of Quran, Allah accept the recitation we heard. Allah give them barakah. Allah accept every verse that they recited. Allah give them the nuraniyat of it. Give their families also. This is a time when du'as are accepted. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu would gather his whole family at the time of the khatam of the Quran. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu would appoint people to look in the masjid, anyone nearing khatam of the Quran, quickly send for him and others, and they would gather. Sahaba would say, when the khatam of the Quran is taking place, they would say, Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy is raining down. Mentioned in one daif riwayat, in the khatm al-Quran da'watun mustajaba. At the time of the khatm of the Quran, dua, there is one accepted dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jata huwa Ramadan hai, Ramadan is almost over. Let us take something from this Ramadan. One is tawbah. With the tawbah ke pukhtagi ke liye, for death to come in the tawbah, everyone, we are humbly requesting, everyone, we're not going to make you stand up and give names or anything. Everyone from the heart, make this intention that Ya Allah, accept me for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you haven't been for 4 months in this gathering, talk to Allah. I'm not going to ask you to give names or stand up. You don't have to get afraid. There's no legal ramifications. Not making, like sometimes people say, main gunigar nahi banna chahta, main jhoot nahi bolna chahta. Tashkeel is not jhoot or sachai. Tashkeel is what? Dua. Ya Allah, mujhe qabool farmai. Ya Allah, accept me. Accept my children. We are living in a very, very difficult time. Just last week, I'm taking one more minute. Last week, Imam of the Masjid, I was sitting in London, Imam of the Masjid, and one father comes and sits in front of me. He says, Maulana, give me some advice. I said, what advice you want? He said, my son, 12 to 16 became Hafiz of Quran. Then he taught in the madrasa. Then the cell phone. This cry that we are making by this techno gadgets that are destroying our youth. Link the youth with the mahol of Iman, with Dawat. This is the protection. My son got hold some chat group on this mobile. The Imam of the Masjid is sitting there. Alim is a friend of mine. And that father, just within the space of 2 or 3 years, Hafizul Quran, taught in a madrasa also, just in a space of 2 or 3 years, he says, my son is 19, 20 years old, he's now eating pork, drinking sharab, and he has become atheist. We don't know what is out there. This deen and iman, my Nabi said, the time is coming, fitnas, like sections of a dark night are coming. Protection is Quran. Protection is Dawat. Protection is an imani mahol. Protection is the masjid. Protection is the masjid. Protection is the masjid. Link and attach yourself with the masjid and create an imani mahol and environment in your homes. This is the recipe. This is the formula Allah has opened up upon the hearts of our elders. So very, very important. We want everyone, inshallah, make this intention. 4 months in the path of Allah. Intention. Ask Allah. Dua. Ya Allah, accept me. And very, very important, last request I am making, for Allah's sake. For Allah's sake. Our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it so simple for us. He told us, oh my ummati, listen, the first thing, my and your Allah is going to ask you about is salam. Get this right and everything else will come right. So every one of us make this niyat. MashaAllah, there's ronak. This masjid is full now. It mustn't just be in 2 or 3 days' time. We know what happens. Everyone, Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullahi in 1965 already gave us the solution. Today we are marching, chanting, boycotting, doing all sorts of things. All that is in its place. I'm not going into that. But the actual solution, he said, tell the majma of Juma Salah and the majma of Fajr Salah is not the same. The tide will not change. The dignity and honor of this ummah, Allah's protection, the safety, the uruj, the rise of this ummah is not weapons, not technology, not armies, not wealth. By the qasam of my Allah, the honor of this ummah is Islam. Come on to Islam. And what is Islam? The day and night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Come on to that and see how these puppets, whatever they have, is like the web of the spider. For my Allah to break that is just a few seconds. Just a few seconds. Solution, he said, the majma of Fajr and the majma of Juma has to become the same. So everyone make this niyat. Ourselves, our families, our youth also, we will make this effort that inshallah everyone is 100% 5-time namazi. Till then, may chain se nahi rahunga, I will be restless. This was the dard of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The dard. He said, one salah is like your whole family and all your wealth being destroyed. That was the worry of my Nabi. Aashiq Rasul kehna asan hai. This is the actual legacy. This dard, this restlessness. And for us to link and attach ourselves with the masjid, Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. I'm once again apologizing. We were not supposed to take so long. Many brothers might have got irritated that with the salah was delayed. Some may feel you were forced to sit here. Inshallah, hopefully some khair and some barakat will come out of it. It was not our intention to take so long. Again, we are apologizing to you. My respected brothers, dua is about to take place now. There's a very big misconception amongst many of us. We think that dua is words. That's why today you see some people even singing duas. Ulama say, dua alfaz ka naam nahi hai. Dua is not words. Dua kaifiyat ka naam hai. Dua is that inside cry, that absolute conviction that every door has closed. Every door has closed. La malja wa la minja. There's no manja. There's no salvation. There's no other way. Fafirru ilallah. Main bikari ki tarah, like a beggar, I have come to fling myself at the door of Allah. And ya Allah, if this door is not open for me, there is no other door I can go to. I have to come back to this door. You are the only door. You are the only hope. That is dua. That type of dua, that kayfiyat, Allah's qasam, the door to Allah's arsh will open also. So we have to come on to that. This collective dua that's taking place, actually also that too is not maqsood. That is just taliman. Because of the occasion, that is why we are making collective, for us to learn. Very important is these nights, these opportunities. So after this, in solitude, alone, where it is you and Allah, turn to Allah, cry before Allah, beg from Allah. Hadith of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Allah becomes angry with you. Allah becomes angry with you when you stop making dua. Comes in hadith, alihu fi dua. Insist, israr karo. Beg Allah, repeatedly beg Allah. Don't leave His door. You achieve that, you've achieved everything. So very, very important, my respected brothers. Dua alfaz ka naam nahi hai, kaifiyat ka naam hai. Praise Allah, salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then open your heart and talk to Allah. Cry from Allah, beg to Allah. You will get tired, Allah's qasam, Allah won't get tired.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وألائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا سبحان الذي تعطف بالعز وقال به سبحان الذي لبس المجد وتكرم به سبحان الذي لا ينبغي التسبيح إلا له سبحان من أحصى كل شيء بعلمه سبحان ذي الفضل والطول سبحان ذي المن والنعم سبحان ذي المجد والكرم سبحان ذي الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم صل على محمد أبد الآبدين وصل على محمد دهر الداهرين اللهم صل على محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى لنا من أعمالنا يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب إنا عبادك بنو عبيدك وبنو إمائك نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاؤك نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك وأنزلته في كتابك وعلمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا وسائقنا ودليلنا إليك وإلى جناتك جنات النعيم اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم حجة لنا لا حجة علينا اللهم اجعلنا ممن يقرأ القرآن فيرقى ولا تجعلنا ممن يقرأ القرآن فيشقى ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم اجعلنا عند ختم القرآن من الفائزين اللهم اجعلنا عند ختم القرآن من الفائزين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واعف عنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا واغفر لنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا 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 أنت مولانا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين أنت خالقنا أنت سيدنا أنت رب الكون والمكان أنت رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فانصرنا على القوم الظالمين فانصرنا على القوم المعتدين Almost merciful, almost kind Allah Ya Allah, your kingdom knows no zawal Ya Allah, there is no decline to your kingdom Oh my Allah, who is alone Oh my Allah, who has no partner Oh my Allah, who has no advisor Oh my Allah, whose power is such that every facet of this creation has subjugated itself before Him Oh my Allah, whose treasures are limitless Oh my Allah You showered your ni'mats and your bounties upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these eyes you didn't give us to look at the daughters of others. These ears you didn't give us to soil it with listening to haram. These tongues you did not give us to speak about your ghair and invite towards your gain. These hearts and minds you didn't give us to reflect over entities besides yourself, Ya Allah. You showered countless of your bounties and ni'mats upon us. The least requisite of that was we should have repaid you with our gratitude. We should have repaid you by utilizing these bounties in a manner that pleased you. Ya Allah, you commanded us to fill the masjids. We emptied the masjids. You commanded us to cloak humanity with the cloak of shame and haya. Our own daughters are naked and dancing on the stages, Ya Allah. You commanded us to bring alive your zikr and the tilawat of your Quran. Our youngsters, both their ears are clogged and their bodies are jiving to haram music. You commanded us, we disobeyed you. You commanded us to lower our gaze, we raised our gaze. You called us to the masjid, we ran away from the masjid. You sent your reminders, Ya Allah. You sent your reminders to us repeatedly. Every setting sun was a reminder. Every janazah was a reminder. Every qabr and grave was a reminder. Ya Allah, reminder upon reminder. All that fell upon deaf ears, Ya Allah. You have said in your Quran, Inna ardi wasi'a. My earth is very wide. Ya Allah. Today this same earth has become straitened and narrowed upon the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The robe that you have given the Firauns of today, Ya Allah, they are crushing the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The bombs are raining down, Ya Allah, the little limbs of the babies of this ummah are being severed, Ya Allah. There's no anesthesia for them. They are being operated upon without anesthesia, Ya Allah. There's no medication for them. The little babies, malnourished, are crying out. And eventually they are dying in that condition. The hearts of their mothers, the hearts of their fathers are rent to pieces, Ya Allah. Almost every day we are bombarded with the slaughter of this world. Still the thirst of the Firauns of today is not being quenched, Ya Allah. They are challenging this ummah. They are saying, where is your Allah? To keep a beard has become a crime. For a woman to cover herself has become a crime, Ya Allah. They are slaughtering the sunnah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have weaponry. We don't have armies. We don't have technology, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all we have is you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our own have turned against us. The enemies also have turned against us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this ummah is sitting back, Ya Allah, while the oppressed and the helpless and the weak are being slaughtered, Ya Allah. Ya Allah.
No doubt it is our transgressions. No doubt it is our wrong. No doubt it is our zulm, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. But we are the weak section of the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah. The sahaba of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They saw Quran coming down. They saw wahi coming down. They saw the mubarak face of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. All we have seen is atheism. All we have seen is agnosticism. Ya Allah, all we have seen is this dirty, filthy, naked environment in every direction. Ya Allah, every time we are taking one step towards you, we are going 20 steps backwards. Tere izzat ki qasam. Tere izzat ki qasam. Humne achche banne ki bahut koshish ki. We tried to better ourselves. We tried to better ourselves. We couldn't do it, Ya Allah. There's no Abu Bakr and Umar amongst us. There's no Osman and Ali amongst us. It is us broken ones, Ya Allah. Khaar hai, badkar hai, doobe huye zillat mein. We are drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. And every hair of our body is a gutter of your disobedience, Ya Allah. Beshak hum munafiq ho, beshak hum riyakar ho. Ya Allah, we are riyakar, we are munafiq, we are hypocrites, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, but we are the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, when a baby would cry, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of compassion for the mother, would shorten his namaz, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what must be happening to his mubarak ruh and soul in Madina Munawara when the karguzari of the charred and burnt bodies of the babies of the ummah are presented to him. Ya Allah, he was returning from one journey. He told his sahaba, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي أَرَىٰ إِخْوَانِي. He said, oh my sahaba, I wish I could see my brothers. Sahaba said, أَوَلَسْنَا إِخْوَانَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, oh Nabi of Allah, are we not your brothers? He said, أَنْتُمْ أَصْحَابِ. He said, you are my sahaba. He said, my brothers are those who will come after you. My brothers are those who will come after you. Who without seeing me will bring iman upon me. Ya Allah, we destroyed your haq. We destroyed his haq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there's nothing we can present, Ya Allah. La qawiyun fa'antasir, la bariyun fa'atadir, bal mustaghfir. Hum iqrari mujrim hai mere mola, hum iqrari mujrim hai mere mola. Hamare paas koi uzr nahi hai, hum toota hua hai. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah, through the mubarak tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive this ummah, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the day, the sins of the night, the sins we have committed openly, the sins we have committed secretly. Every type of sin is there, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Whatever is happening is your justice. It's still your fazl, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. But we are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. The Firauns of today, if hidayat is muqaddar for them, give them hidayat quickly. Otherwise, remove them from the surface of the earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Restore the dignity and honor of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Our brothers are hungry. Feed them. Our brothers and sisters are without shelter. Shelter them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. They are without protection. Protect them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Protect them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. For you it is not difficult, Ya Allah. In Badr you send Jibreel down with 500 malaika. You send Mikael down with 500 malaika. For you it is not difficult, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Restore the dignity and honor of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Change the tide. Change the tide. Change the tide, Ya Allah. You have said in your Quran, Inna sha nunazzil alayhim min as-samai ayatan fadhallat anaquhum laha khadi'in. One sign and the whole of humanity will accept iman. Ya Allah, show that sign, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there will be no shortage in your treasures. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become so happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give a
America hidayat, give Asia hidayat, give Australia hidayat, give Europe hidayat, give Africa hidayat, give China hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Bring this ummah back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us dais of your deen, Ya Allah. Is kaam ke haqaiq humare samne khol de, is kaam ke nafa khol de, is kaam ko apne zindagi ke maqsad banane ke taufeeq naseeb farma. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, our earnings are haram, make them halal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us to earn halal risk, Ya Allah. Open the doors of halal barakat wali sustenance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from riba, save us from treachery, from dishonesty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if we have eaten up anybody's rights, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to redress those wrongs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that which is beloved to you, make it beloved to us, and give us the tawfiq to fulfill that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that which is hated to you, make it hated to us, Ya Allah, and give us the tawfiq to abstain from that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, bring the ummah back to the masjid. Make us dais of deen, Ya Allah. Give us the jazba of sahaba, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the muqaddasat of the ummah, Ya Allah. Protect Haramain Sharifain. Protect Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect Aqsa, Ya Allah. Protect our brothers and sisters in the precincts of Aqsa, Ya Allah. Restore their dignity and honor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. You are Ahad Samad Allah. You are Qadir Muqtadir Allah. You are Hannan Mannan Allah. Ya Allah, your mercy is limitless, Ya Allah. You have written upon your arsh, Inna Rahmati Sabakat Ghadabi. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, this night, which may or may not be the last night of Ramadan, Ya Allah, we have heard through your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that on this one night, as many souls as were freed from Jahannam throughout the entire night are freed on just this one night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you. Laylatul Qadr or not, Ya Allah. On this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. On this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the decision for our acceptance, Ya Allah. Our families, Ya Allah. The entire ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, ye jata hua Ramadan hai. Jata hua Ramadan hai, Ya Allah. Just like that, our lives are going to come to an end, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, that day is coming. وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. We will crack open the heart and we will reveal what is in the heart. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, most of our lives are gone, Ya Allah. Greater loss than this, what can there be? We take your name, we don't feel the sweetness. We make your zikr, we read your Quran, we don't feel the sweetness. Our eyes are dry, we go on the musalla, our minds are everywhere else but with you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, hum in gande dilon ke saath nahi marna chahte, mere mola, nahi marna chahte. We don't want to die in this condition. Hum tere samne kaise karenge? Ya Allah, how are we going to face you? How are we going to face you? Ya Allah, how are we going to face you? Ya Allah, make the last day of our life the best day of our life. Husn-e Khatima, give us Husn-e Khatima, give us Khatima upon Iman, Ya Allah. Protect the entire ummah, protect our families, Ya Allah. Those of our brothers and sisters that are mubtala in azab of qabr, remove the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, save us from the azab of hashar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us get Jame Kosar from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. That fire, Ya Allah, which you have described in your Quran, مِن وَرَائِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَيُسْقَى مِن مَاءٍ صَدِيدٍ يَتَجَرَّعُهُ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُ وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ إنها لظى نزاعة للشوى تدعو الأكثر وتولى في سموم وحميم وظل. We cannot bear that fire. We will never be able to bear it.
Save us, Ya Allah. Save our parents, save our family, save our children, save the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma atiq riqabana wa riqab walidina wa ummahatina wa azwajina wa uladina wa jami'a qaribina wa jami'a ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam minan nari bi qudratik. Allahumma harrim luhumana ala al-nar. Allahumma harrim ajasadana ala al-nar. Allahumma harrim ajasadana ala al-nar. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Unite us with our families in the highest echelons of Jannah, Ya Allah. Give us the companionship of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, accept our families, Ya Allah. Accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our parents, Ya Allah, we will never be able to repay them. Rabbir hamhuma kama rabbayana saghira. Ya Allah, wherever the effort of deen is taking place, in whichever line, Ya Allah, in a manner that is pleasing to you, Ya Allah, those who are striving for your deen, Ya Allah, those who are serving you in a manner that is pleasing to you, take it from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Protect them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and accept their qurbani and their sacrifices, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, those that have asked for du'as, that are mutawakki of du'as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have done ihsan upon us, our sadiza ikram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that we have wronged in any way, Ya Allah, fulfill all their jais hajat, Ya Allah. Accept their du'as, remove their parishanis, Ya Allah. Those amongst them that have passed away, fill their qabr with نور يا الله يا الله يا الله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Whatever broken tilawat we did, whatever broken actions we did in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, you accept it. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. And that tawfiq for amal that you gave us, let it permeate beyond Ramadan. Let it permeate. Let us not be Ramadani Muslims, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us be those who are your devout slaves throughout the entire year, right up till the last second of our lives in this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, we have heard, Ya Allah, from your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that right now you are asking your angels, why have they gathered? Your angels are saying to you, they fear your azab and they desire your mercy. Ya Allah, we have this hope, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have this hope in our hearts that right now you are saying to your angels, O my angels, O Jibreel, you be a witness. You be a witness that I have forgiven them. Hamara kaam ban jayega mere bhai, hamara kaam ban jayega. Ya Allah, accept us. Don't turn us away empty handed, Ya Allah. اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا فغفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر واستكمل الأجر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماع مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله.